I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the GIS Evening News for Monday, February 20. Coming up, government to address water needs for housing and agriculture. $30 million allocated for Portmore Climate Park project, and Health Ministry stresses importance of oral health care. The details after the break.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The government is to develop a policy framework to facilitate adequate and reliable water supply for housing construction and agricultural production. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has requested data from the National Water Commission (NWC) outlining areas across Jamaica where there is significant demand for housing. This, he says, is to determine how best the government can allocate state resources to provide adequate water supplies. Mr. Holness says similar measures are being considered to address water needs in the agriculture sector.
We're going to try to deal with the housing and development issues, and we're going to make a great effort to increase the number of irrigable acres available for agriculture.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Bay Farm Villa Sewerage Project in St. Andrew. The wastewater treatment facility is one of six across the corporate area earmarked for upgrading under the Caribbean Region Fund for Wastewater Management Group Project. The five-month development project is being spearheaded by the National Water Commission. The government is taking steps to move the overhanging utility lines running along the hip strip in Montego Bay underground. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says this is part of a wider project to modernize the aesthetics of the area, making it comparable to major cities in more developed countries.
We have already allocated $11 million for the preliminary work to be done on that, and we hope that before this budget year is completed, that exercise will be done.
He adds that the government will also undertake a streetscaping exercise under the project, geared at refurbishing the look of the streets along the hip strip, starting from the corner of the Summit Police Station to Dead End. Approximately $35 million has been allocated to this project. The minister was speaking at the official opening of the Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort in Montego Bay on Saturday. The government has allocated $30 million to the Portmore Hagen Climate Change Park project. This is contained in the 2017-18 estimates of expenditure now before the House of Representatives. The project aims to raise public awareness about issues surrounding climate change among residents in Portmore, St. Catherine and its environs. It is anticipated that this increased awareness will change how residents conduct their business, personal affairs, treat with and maintain their homes, places of work and public property in respect to climate change. As part of the project, a green recreational space will be created for relaxation as well as act as an education tool to illustrate the generation and use of renewable energy and reduction of the carbon footprint, thereby producing a model that can be replicated throughout other towns and cities in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. The project, which is being implemented by the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, is expected to conclude in March 2018. Funding is being provided by the government of Germany. And the government is encouraging Jamaicans to make oral health care a priority. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says there has been a general disregard of oral health care by some people, leading to other health problems and ultimately increasing the burden on the public health system.
Unfortunately, we have often placed oral health care on the back burner in a way that suggests that we do not fully appreciate the effects of poor oral hygiene on our quality of life. And that is an unfortunate position. I am well aware that if we are to lessen the burden on our healthcare system, then we must treat oral care as part of the general healthcare thrust as a country.
Less than 20% of the population visits private dentists per year, and the figure is even lower for visits to public dental facilities. Dr. Tufton was addressing the opening ceremony of the recent 53rd National Convention of the Jamaica Dental Association. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.